Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyperspot Happy Hour with your hosts, CJ and Ruben. Coming to you live from the beautiful states of Indiana and Texas. The only true state that you can work with again. Now get ready to sit back, relax, sit back, have fun, enjoy, and call in to the Hyperspot Happy Hour.
Good afternoon. How is everybody today? Let me take roll call. Bob in Sacramento. Steve in Butt Scratch, Georgia. You there? All right. That comprises all the people we normally have listening to this show in real time. Of course, it is archived and can be accessed as a podcast on iTunes. Just search for Hypersloth and or Hypersloth Radio, or visit the illustrious website of ours, hypersloth radio.com, where we've got episodes, we've got links to episodes, we've got links to where you can buy our rockin' hit music from iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, Google Play, etc., etc. Or you can just go directly to those individual venues and search for us. Big news. Big news. I was doing a little bit of handiwork today. Things were going well. We only had to make 12 trips to Lowe's. But wouldn't you know, right in the middle of it, I cut off two of my fingers with a reciprocating saw. Apparently, you're supposed to unplug those things when you change the blades. And just because a blade is having a tough time cutting through wood does not mean it won't cut right through some goddamn fingers. And I found this out the hard way. I'm just kidding. I didn't cut my own fingers off. I hired a day laborer to help me out, and I sawed off two of his fingers. But I'll give him a bonus. I added a 20 to his check, so he should be okay. I think he used that 20 as a tourniquet, actually. But wait, once it dries off, then he can buy some booze with it, hopefully for me, since I did give him a job. So, let's see. I'm just going to recap some Hypersloth news here. Internet Love Song, the song that kicks off this show, the intro, the bed for the intro, is now live, coming at you live, wild and crazy, on the various websites, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, etc., etc. You can buy it for only 99 cents. If you feel, after buying it, a little guilty that you paid so little for it, by all means, shoot me an email, rufus@hypersloth.com, and I will send you a PayPal invoice for whatever you want to pay, whether it's $5 or $100. And don't be embarrassed. And don't feel bad. I mean, we put it up there for sale for 99 cents. Yes, it's awesome and legendary. And, you know, you may feel like you're ripping us off by only paying 99 cents, but that's, you know, we're trying to help the people out. The whole point of our music is to help the people out. So these are tough times, too. You know, these are tough times. So if you can get a song for 99 cents, I would jump all over it. And that song's only going to appreciate in value. I would buy that MP. I'd buy two of them. I'd spend 99 cents times two, whatever that is. Was that a buck something? I would put one on your device and listen to it, and I would store one away so it remains in mint condition at all times. I would maybe copy it down to a thumb drive and then put that thumb drive in like a lockbox and then bury that under my house, because that MP3 is only going to appreciate in value. It's a good investment, you know. They say gold and silver. I say gold, silver, and Hypersloth. If you ever want your kids to go to college, or you want to have a retirement that's worth actually living, you got to make wise investments now. So, you know, get Internet Love Song and Dearest Food, by the way, both of those songs are available for 99 cents a piece. Well, you can, because we run our band and our music kind of like the stock market. If we see that interest in our music is increasing, we'll lower the price because we'll make it up in bulk. That'll incentivize more people in the herd, not that I'm referring to you people as cows, to buy more product. So there's sort of a tipping point where we can lower it so much that it's just unbearably easy for people to get, but we're still incrementally making profit. Maybe we should do that the other way. If more people want it, we should price it up. I'll have to think about that. Either way, right now, you can get both of those songs for 99 cents, USD, American dollars. I don't know what that is. If you're not in America, I don't know what that translates to in your currency, if that's 87 cents in euro dollars or German pesos. I have no idea. But it's 99 cents American. And I think that's the only currency accepted on the internet is American currency and gold and silver, of course. Pretty soon, what's going to be crazy, though, is the popularity of Internet Love Song is going to make that MP3 so valuable that it may actually become a form of currency like Bitcoin. It might replace Bitcoin as the, you know, virtual internet credit currency system. You could say, do you have This is I would like to sell you this ebook that I wrote on mesothelioma. It costs 4 Beer is Food MP3s and 2 Internet Love Song MP3s. Do you have those? And if you do, you can buy the ebook. So there's multiple reasons why you should go ahead and buy the music. And there's also ways that you can win the music for free. I mean, this is like free money. This is 99 cents you can put in your pocket later for a Coke and a half and maybe a bag of chips or something from a vending machine. And if you scrounge up another penny, then you can hit up the Wendy's dollar menu. But we are willing and able to give away copies of our music for free. And here's how we've done it already and how you can take advantage of this too. If you listen to us on Jango.com, Jango.com, internet radio, we're in rotation there. If you hear us, you can search for us. If you like us as a fan on there, that's great. A lot of people do that. But you also have the opportunity to share your email address, your personal email address with us. If you do this, you get a nice surprise. We send you free music as a thank you. We do, totally. All we ask in return is that, well, there's two stipulations to that. One, if any of your friends want to listen to it as well or borrow it, which they're likely to do, then we just ask that you say, hey, please support Hypersloth. I'd love to let you listen to this on my iPod or Walkman or whatever, but I'm trying to help out the band. So just go to iTunes, blah, 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 and buy it. So, one, you get it free, but to help us promote it. Two, in lieu of doing that, you can sell your own copies to your friends for $5 a piece. Now, the advantage of this to you is that you've got a free MP3. You're selling that one MP3 for $5. All we want is our 99 cents back. You keep $4.01 and send us 99 cents via FedEx overnight. And we're all good. You got free music and made $4.01. So it's a win-win situation. We call that affiliate program in internet marketing, I think. But anyway, that's pretty much all that's going on recently. I had an interesting thing happen with my son yesterday. My son has been home all week. We took him out of school because we're moving, and just the way the scheduling worked out, if we took him out this week, we wouldn't have to pay like next month's tuition or something. Whereas if we left him in, we were going to get screwed money-wise. So we went ahead and took him out, which means my son has been home with me all day, every day this week, which has made work a bit of an uphill battle. But one benefit to that is on my lunch break yesterday, he compiled a drum kit together out of boxes. And he used some clothes hangers for sticks and started banging on the boxes like a drum kit, which is cute for about 30 seconds, and then after that, it's a nightmare. But in trying to make a negative situation positive, I decided that we would learn a song together. And so we embarked on learning, my kid's 4 years old, by the way. We embarked on learning Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News, one of the greatest and most underrated bands of the 80s by far, mainly because they're just fucking good. So anyway, we learned Power of Love, and he kept an irregular, it was regular within certain boundaries. It definitely wasn't, you know, there's no metronome. And even sang some backup, too, which is kind of cool, since he'd never heard the song before. And we fumbled our way through. Like I said, that's a tough-ass song. Huey Lewis has a great voice, and his range is up there. You know, he's got a masculine voice. It's kind of husky. You don't realize when you hear him sing that he's really singing high notes, kind of like Sammy Hagar is the same way. You know, he's got a gravelly voice, so, you know, he's singing notes that are really, really high just because of the testosterone rumbling through his throat. It doesn't strike you as being high. It's just like a wall of manly sound, and Huey Lewis is kind of the same way. And so is the lead singer of Deep Purple, which there's a Deep Purple song, Highway Star, that Zig Zag and I are in the process of dissecting as our musical homework. Basically, what we do is we pick a song at random, and then we put our expertise into dissecting it and deconstructing it and finding out what makes it tick, what makes it a good song or a bad song. Of course, these are our personal iPods, so there are no bad songs on them. So we find out what makes them a good song or a bad song, and then we discuss that, and we kind of bat around the ideas a little bit, and hopefully those bands are listening so that they can, you know, take some advice from us and continue making good music. But anyway, slated for next dissection is Deep Purple's Highway Star, which I had heard before, like once or twice, and only in kind of a background setting, so like I'd listen to it. So this is really the first time that I got to listen to it, and holy shit. Talk about guys who were ahead of their time and are also in a lot of ways underrated, I think. I think among musicians, they're probably idolized and you know, held pretty highly. But among average listeners, I'm not sure the average listener gets it. There were kind of guys who said, okay, here's our sound. You haven't heard anything like it, or at least not done this well. And then a bunch of bands after them just copied the shit out of it. And then we ended up with, like, you know, Metallica and Motorhead and everybody else. Kind of like the way Van Halen came out in the early 70s, and then everything that happened after them was just a horrible, god-awful, almost comical carbon copy of what they created. And unfortunately, they, by association, got pulled into that and are considered like an 80s hair band, even though they really never were. And the hair bands were more like caricatures of what guys like Van Halen were doing. So anyway, I'm looking forward to discussing that with Zig Zag on the next show, but I still have some homework to do. I guess I haven't. So what's really bothering me is my headphones have broken. I can only hear what's going on out of the right headphone, which really sucks. And I can shake the left one around, and I can hear something rattling around in there. That's not good. Oh, well. Hey, if you want to call in, 646-478-0616. If you're blind and you can't see the numbers, they sound like this. So just make bang on your phone until you hear those notes in that order. And you'll be dialing in. I guess that's how blind people dial the phone. They have to know by the tone. If I were a businessman, and I'm not a successful one anyway, I would make business cards that have the phone number printed on them. But then also, they're like those greeting cards that you open and they play music. So when you open, they have a little flap on the business card. You open it, it would make the beeps and boops of your phone number for blind people. So you give a blind person your card, they'd open it. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, okay, well, I'll give you a call tomorrow. Interesting. I wonder if you could just make a device like an app on your phone where you could just dial with those beeps and boops so that then the blind person could take their phone, hold the business card up to it, it would go beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, and the phone would dial. Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and wrap the show up. I'm spouting out way too much genius. This is really getting dangerous. I know you guys are smart as me. I don't want you to take my ideas and run with them. Plus, I'm kind of contractually obligated to Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. So I should probably give them first dibs on these brilliant ideas. But thanks for tuning in, either in real time or, you know, later in the archives or on the podcast, iTunes. Please visit hyperslothradio.com to find links to these shows and our tunes. And like us on Facebook. The URL is monstrous. It's like facebook.com/pages/hyperslash/ a gigantic string of numbers. So just go to Facebook, search Hypersloth. You'll find us and like the page. And, you know, we give away prizes there, too, in the form of free music. So love you guys. I'm going to jump on out of here. And we'll chat next time.